Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and we have the last patron episode of the year. We are wrapping up year five of the show. This is crazy. This is, man, thank you for all of you for being here and keeping the show going. I super duper appreciate it. I just don't even have the words, but thank you for being here. This episode, our patrons have decided that they want to play 20 questions. So what I've done is I've created a list of things, starting with what I think is probably easy, going to more difficult ones, and our patrons are going to work together in order to guess the answers to the 10 things they will be asking yes or no questions. I will be answering yes or no. I might be giving a little bit more clarity on that depending on the way the questions are asked. And we're going to see how many they can get through by the end of the show. So this should be fun. So if you want to play along at home, then go ahead, come up with like your guesses, see how many you can get right, and then join us on the Discord. Let us know if you got all of them right and or whatever. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to welcome everybody. And then on the count of three, you're all going to sing me a piece of your favorite holiday song. Here we go. We've got Nova and Pumpkin and Silas and Lil Green and AK Spartan and Maverick joining on the count of three. Unmute and just give me a little taste of a holiday song. Here we go. One, two, three.
It's the holiday.
Grab a flashlight and pull the fuse.
What the heck?
Wow. Okay. That was weird. Welcome back, everybody. I'm so glad that you are here. Here, let's go over the rules so I can get you going as fast as possible because we want to see how many of these you can get through, how many you can get correct by the end of the show. This is the way this is set up. It's 20 questions. I'm going to keep a tally of 20 questions. By the end of 20 questions, you have to make a guess. You can guess earlier. If you guess earlier and you are wrong, you fail that one. We move on to the next one. This is so that you can't just keep going, well, is it this? Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? And just go run through the whole thing. Does that make sense? And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to go in order of everybody I see on my screen. So we're going to start with Nova. We're going to go to Pumpkin, Silas, Lil Green, Spartan, Maverick, and then back to Nova. And if one of you wants to do something other than ask a yes or no question because you want to say, oh, I'm pretty sure it's this, you need to pitch that to the rest of the group and everybody needs to say, okay, yeah, go ahead. We agree. We think this might be it. Or if people don't agree, you can say, no, ask another question. We're still not sure yet. And then keep going. But we have a time limit. You got to get through as many as you can by the end of the episode. So we got like an hour. We're going to see what we can do. Does that sound good, everybody? Thumbs up. Are you ready to go? All right, we're gonna start with Nova. Nova, kick us off with your first question for the first item on their list. And these can be anything Fallout related at all.
Is it in one of the worst graphic games or is it a better graphic game?
I have to be able to answer yes or no.
Is it one of the better graphic games?
Yes. Next question, Pumpkin. Pumpkin's just thinking. You gotta unmute yourself, Pumpkin.
I missed what Nova said.
He asked if it was one of the better graphic games.
Yes, so it's Fallout 4 or 76.
Well, you didn't specify which are the better graphics games and which are the worst graphic games. You just said, is it one of them?
I would say 3 in New Vegas are better graphics.
It all depends on what you can
say.
That's
a very
graphics. That's a subjective question, and I answered yes. So,
nope.
Pumpkin?
Did it come out after the year 2010?
Yes. Silas, that's two.
Is it a living creature?
No. That's three. Lil Green? We're going to have all these pregnant pauses on this episode. It's going to be the slowest episode possible.
This is going to be a great podcast. Is it an item you use?
Yes. All right, Spartan, you're next. We're going to get the hang of the order of this eventually, and you'll just be able to like roll into the next person. So be thinking about what your question might be. Spartan?
Is it Related to a major faction?
Not directly, no. That's five. Maverick? Maverick, are you there? I know Maverick's cleaning his truck or whatever. Maverick, if you're not there, we're going to move back to Nova. I don't think he's there. All right, let's go back to Nova.
Is it a piece of armor?
No, it is not a piece of armor. That's six. Pumpkin?
Is it living?
No, it's not living.
That was a question already asked.
Was it?
Well, yeah. You asked if it was an item.
I asked if it was a living creature.
Yes.
Oh, you asked if it was a living creature. That's right. So ask something else. That's right. You did. Pumpkin's thinking. You can think out loud. Feel free to think out loud because it is an audio platform.
So a little green acid was an item, if I remember correctly, right? Right. Little green?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it is an item. I asked if it was armor. So
is it a weapon?
No, it's not a weapon.
Okay.
That was the seventh question. Silas is doing research as we do this.
I'm typing what we ask, so we have a list of.
Yeah, you can. In fact, you can put that in the group chat if you want.
Oh, okay. Is it a consumable?
No, not a. Okay. Well, not in the way you're probably thinking.
Okay.
So it's not a consumable, like it's something that you eat or put in your body.
But would you count ammo as consumable?
You can consume ammo. Weapon consumes ammo in order to use the weapon, so that would be a consumable, wouldn't it?
Okay, I think so. It's after 2010, an item that you can use, not faction based.
No.
Do what I'm thinking.
I have an idea.
So I'm kind of wondering.
Yeah, you guys can talk together. You can debate this together. That's fine. Right,
like,
you're
like
a team.
Is it an item used along something else?
What is that? I don't even understand what that means.
Something else.
Is it something used on something else?
Yes.
Okay.
It could be ammo.
Let me just throw this out there. I'm kind of thinking the robot repair kits are along those lines because it's Tom we're talking about. He's a robot and he'd be biased towards that. And it's an item you don't consume yourself, but you use it on another item.
So I'm thinking
something along those lines.
My mind's going towards power armor.
Could we ask if it's craftable, or could we ask if it's, I guess, if you can use a modifier on it? Because if you can use a modifier then it could be a power armor.
Spartan's up next. So if you want to go with one of those ideas, you can. It's up to you.
Although I wasn't saying like use that specifically. I was going like narrow it down, see if that's in the, like, see if we can filter it into that somehow.
Yeah. Spartan,
what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. Can I get a recap one more time?
Can I call a friend?
It's nothing living. It is a consumable, quote unquote consumable, apparently.
You can consume it.
Yes, you it can is an consume item. It, but you don't consume it yourself, though.
It is but it's after 2010.
Yeah, after
it's
2010.
It's not living. Which, it's not power armor.
We didn't ask if it was power armor.
Didn't you ask if it was power armor?
No, we got that for free.
No, it's not power armor.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
I thought you asked if it was power armor.
No, we asked if it was armor.
Right. Well, power armor would be armor. So yeah. So it's not armor. That's even more general. But okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's Silas, you're typing this down in the chat, right?
Well, the trouble there is,
yeah.
I'm typing it on my computer and I have Zoom up on my phone, so it's kind of
hard. It's okay. Lil Green's posting it in the chat. So we got post 2010 consumable, not put in bot. You don't put it in your body like food, or specifically I said you don't put it in your body like food or like you inject it or anything like that.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of what I was thinking. It is the robot repair kit, but I don't want to just yell that out because we probably would lose.
I'm gonna throw this at you guys.
All right, go.
a holotape.
Ooh.
That one? But that's not consumed, though. You can
you consume it through your eyes. So he's so in a way he's right. That is consumable, right?
Yeah. I was thinking consumable. I was thinking you may consume like it's a one-time use object.
I was thinking.
See, this is why being specific is useful, right?
Yeah.
So Spartan, if you want to clarify some of that, you're welcome to put that in your question.
Like if you want to ask if it's like readable. Or you insert into your Pip-Boy maybe or something like that if you want to specify a holotape.
Is it a single use consumable?
That's a tough. I'm gonna have to say no.
Oh,
okay. So I was wrong.
There we go.
So that's Spartan. Maverick is hold on. Is Maverick here again? Maverick, you come in and you disappear. Are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, do you have a question? Do you want to ask a question? Do you want to go with one of the questions they've brought up?
Is it some...
We're at 10. We're like halfway through the questions right now.
10, how about I just skip my turn?
Okay, we'll skip your turn. That's fine. Nova, you're up.
Okay, so it's not single use. I'm trying to think of... I'm not too well informed with Fault 76 items like that.
You could ask if it's specific to Fault 76.
Yeah, I guess I could. Is it specific to Fault 4?
Yes.
Ha ha!
That it's going to be the same item down anyway. A lot for us.
Okay. Yeah. That.
Okay. So it's not. It's not a holotape then, because those are in not just.
So,
in fact, I will be very clear. It is absolutely specific to Fallout 4, meaning that it is not something from any of the other games at all.
Okay.
Oh crap.
You can ask if it's from a DLC because those add a few unique items as well, and so we can differentiate if it's DLC or baseline game.
That would be a good question.
What do you think, Pumpkin?
Is it up to you, Pumpkin?
This is 11. You still got a lot of questions left.
Mm-hmm. Is it a DLC item?
No.
Okay.
That's 12. Silas? I see all the gears turning in the brains.
Yeah. So it's a consumable, but not a consumable. It's only in Fallout 4. it's not a holotape. Are in Fallout 76, are there holotape games?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then there goes that idea.
If you want to pass, you can do that. If you feel like I just need to think, I'll pass it on to the next person, whatever. Like if you don't feel like you've got a good question, that's fine too.
Okay.
Anyone else want to toss out suggestions?
I'm gonna.
Is it story based? That like do we want to know if it's something that deals with the story?
Is it story essential? Maybe you should ask that.
Main storyline or just story in general?
I'll give you a little bit on this one. It's important for every story in Fallout 4.
Oh.
Okay.
You guys are like, what?
Damn it.
There's a lot of like, like.
I mean, would it have to do with the Institute then? Because, I mean, every main storyline that I can think of leads to going to the Institute.
He's not wrong.
So could it be the Courser chip?
I was thinking.
Do you think that would be
the Courser chip or the buildable teleporter?
Could we ask? Is it used for teleportation, and that narrow it down at least a little?
It's up to Spartan. I think Spartan's turn now. So Spartan,
I think is it my turn or still Silas?
You asked a question.
No,
he passed. You asked the question, so it's up to Spartan. Spartan, what do you think?
I'm cool with that. Does it relate to teleportation in some way?
Not not the way you guys are suggesting it does. Like, it's not the teleporter. It's not a item that you use to make the teleporter. It's not anything like that.
Can I chime in?
Yeah.
Sure.
Is it a location?
No, it's not a location. That's 15. You got five more questions.
That sounded very just like hesitant. It's like, no.
No, it has to do. It is important for every location, but it is not a specific location. There's all these pregnant pauses.
What did you take when you came up with these?
Okay. I wonder
what drugs you're on.
He says it's not a specific location, but it is a. It involves locations.
It is important for every location. It is not a specific location. It is important for every story in Fallout 4, but it is not a specific story.
I'm throwing this idea out to you guys.
Is it a settlement?
Do you guys think it's a map marker?
But those are in every Fallout, though.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
Is it settlements?
No, I'm kind of.
But it's.
I'm leaning towards the settlements now. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Fallout 4 is unique with the settlements, and it's in every faction I'm aware of uses those. At least partially within their story.
Well, how many questions are we at?
You have five left.
15.
Yeah.
Five left. Okay. Okay. So who's.
At this point, if somebody has a question, they just want to throw that. Like, if you guys are okay with like somebody. It's the last five. If someone's like, oh, I've got a. Oh, let's just go with this question.
Does it involve a workbench?
No.
Oh, it's not a settlement then.
Four questions left.
I bet somebody is yelling at their Twitch, like, it's obviously this.
It's clearly this thing.
Don't you know anything? I turned to Alex Jones for a second.
Oh, man. Four questions left. Anybody else have any other questions? Or did I stump you on the first one?
I think you did.
I think it's probably... remember at the beginning of the game where I said it's Fallout... I almost said it has... These are all things from Fallout games. And I was like, no, they're all things that are Fallout related.
Is it cryogenics? I don't know.
Could it be creation?
I was just thinking, could maybe a creation club? Maybe creation club.
That's a good question. You guys are headed more in the right direction, but no
mods. No, that's for every. I don't. Creation.
Could it give us your thoughts.
The fact that
Pumpkin.
It's got an in-game mod menu.
What was that, Pumpkin?
This is not a question to you. This is to the group.
Right?
Do you guys think it could be the fact that I'm pretty sure Fallout 4 has that in-game mod menu?
Yeah.
Well, that's the creation club sort of. That's part of that, right?
No, it has actual like a mod.
Like it's got its own. Like,
it has its own mod system.
Right.
I know because I use it all the time.
I know. I'm
the mod guy.
But like
here.
Now, I'm like I'm really.
So it doesn't have to do with teleportation the way we normally think about it, but it has to do with the entire map apparently as well.
Could I ask if it's meta or not?
Ooh,
I mean, you can ask.
Yeah,
because
that narrows it down a little bit.
So, do you want to ask? Like, what do you mean by is it meta or not?
Is it a canon thing or like is it?
Yes, it is 100% canon. In fact, it defines canon.
It defines canon.
Pumpkin's like...
Is it Todd Howard?
Wait a second. Hold on.
I think you're down to two questions? Three questions, maybe?
We're down to two.
Two?
Not related. Not a specific location.
But
not
it's
creation club.
Everything.
It defines canon.
All locations. It's important for all locations. It's important for all story. It defines canon.
I have a question.
Is
it to the group?
You can consume it.
Yes, this is a question. This is a question to
you
the
can,
group.
You can consume it.
Is it Fallout 4? Like, ooh, you have to have the game to play the game.
Is that, do you guys want to guess? Is that your guess?
We're only down to two questions.
You're down to two questions. So you either need to guess right now or ask another question and guess next question.
Because, all right, because it says, does not involve a workbench, not creation club. It defines canon.
I have a question.
It defines canon.
All right, what's your canon? What's your question?
My canon?
Shush.
You hush.
Is it an in-game item?
No.
Okay.
You're down to the last. This is your last shot.
About it being...
This is your last shot.
Man. I'm
really feeling that's...
Are we on a consensus?
This is our last question.
Is it just Fallout 4?
Is that your guess? Kind of do you guys want to guess that?
Remember, no,
did say
that the question started out really easy.
Yes.
So it 100%
could it is specific to Fallout 4, not a DLC item.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or it could just be the main every game. Story.
It could just be
the main game.
We consume the game.
We could teleport.
I was going to say.
It's not a single-use item.
I'm just going to say, say it's Fallout?
I'm fine with that.
I'm okay with that.
So the game teleports you into the game itself, because when you're playing the game, you're teleported into an alternate reality.
Yeah, but that's figurative and not literal. I wouldn't do that to you.
It's the game?
Is it Fallout 4?
That's your final answer. Fallout 4.
That's our final question.
You are correct.
Yeah.
That took us way too long.
What the heck?
I tried to come up with the simplest thing related to Fallout, and I just named one of the games.
Oh my god!
I got it.
You got it.
It took every question to ask.
Oh my god!
I only took that long.
Nice work. Congratulations, you got the first one right. All right, let's move on to question number two, or item number two, or thing number two, whatever it is. Thing number two. All right, who wants to start us off? We kind of got all jumbled up.
Start it off again.
Nova, do you want to start us off? All right, we're starting over. New thing.
All right.
Thing two.
Is it in one of the games?
Yes.
Good, we're off to a good start then.
All right, it's in one of the games. Question one, Pumpkin?
Is it the Bethesda series of Fallout?
Is it in one of the Bethesda made Fallout games? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Silas.
Double down on. Is this a living creature?
It itself is not a living creature. No.
Okay.
That sounds like a political answer to the question.
It is related to some sort of living creature, or it has requirements of living creatures, but it itself is not a living creature.
Like I said, your answer is literally the exact one a politician would give. It is not exactly a living creature.
Before we go to the next question, I want to talk to the group for a moment. Could this be a robot of some sort?
Kind of, maybe. Because the way he said it is, it's not a living creature itself, but it's related to one. And so I'm kind of thinking since living creatures by his own definition, I'm pretty sure he said they would be in a previous video. But
if I was to tell you this is a thing, none of you would go, oh, that is a living creature.
Okay.
So it's probably an AI then. Or maybe. A robot.
Or it could be a plant, because they're not living creatures, but they are living.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's narrow down the questions more. Like, is it specifically a Fallout game, or which one, or whatever?
Yeah. Ask broad questions. Like, is it a robot? Is it a computer?
Yeah. I think it's up to Lil now. Lil's yeah. Time. Yeah. What do you think, Lil?
No pressure.
Fourth question.
Is it related to specific Fallout games?
Like, what does that mean?
Is it related to a specific game, or
is it across multiple games
or broadly throughout the games?
All right, so yes, it is related specifically primarily to one game. Yes.
Okay.
Primarily. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know 100% if it's mentioned in other games, but it's definitely mentioned in one game.
Okay. So ask just throw a random game out, I guess, someone, the next person. And
yeah, Spartan's up next.
Narrow down.
Spartan? Yeah, you're only at 4 questions. You got lots of questions. If you want to narrow down the game, you could do that. There's lots of ways you could go with this. Spartan? What do you think?
Yeah, is that game made by Bethesda?
We already asked
that. Yeah, that's already been confirmed.
I missed that.
Yeah, it's a Bethesda-made game.
I was going to ask for a recap, and then I asked that instead, so I should have.
It's in chat.
Yeah, the recap is in chat.
Right. That's what I'm
trying to keep chat.
Let's see.
What do you think? What do you think? I should have a little timer, like a chess match, and be like, you get 10 seconds, ask a question.
Is it a tool?
No, it is not a tool. So you got that on there. All right, Maverick, do you have a question?
Is it a type of weapon?
No, it is not a type of weapon. All right, back to Nova.
Is it from Fallout New Vegas?
No, it's not from Fallout New Vegas. So 7 questions. Pumpkin?
Is it Fallout 3?
It is Fallout 3 related, yes.
Okay. So it is related to a living creature, but it's not itself a living creature. It is in Fallout 3, so there's a few things inside there.
Silas is up next.
Yeah.
Silas?
Warpath.
Oh, is it robotic?
No, it is not robotic.
Okay.
In any sense of the word, whether you're thinking like a Mr. Handy or a Liberty Prime or a synth, it's not robotic in any of those ways.
Okay, so it's not Harkness. Got it.
All right, Lil?
Is it...
I should have music.
Is it something you come across in the main storyline?
Yes.
Okay. Main storyline.
Okay. Yes.
Oh,
in fact, there's no way not to come across it in the main storyline.
Okay. So I'm wondering, is this maybe Eden, President Eden? Because he's not a robot, he's a computer.
It's living, it's related to living.
I feel like that would void itself out, though. Eden's not living.
He's not living, but it's also, kind of put AI in robotic kind of sense.
Yeah, I'll give you this one. It is not AI or robotic.
Okay.
It is not anything like that.
This just hit me. What if it's the Gek?
So the Garden of Eden creation kit, yeah.
This is one of Spartan's questions. So Spartan,
That would be related to living stuff.
But I don't know if we should throw that right out.
No. If you want to specify the GIF, you can ask, was it made by Strelis Lost Brawn? And then that would kind of narrow it down to
feels too specific.
No. Wait. No. The GIF is not solely based for Fallout 3, because if I remember right, Fallout 1...
That was in 76 too.
The Geks are across multiple Fallouts. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's not the
specifically.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Spartan, what do you think? Spartan's still muted. I want to make sure that he has a sister.
Let's hear what Spartan's gonna say.
Spartan, you have thoughts on this one or a question?
Yeah, I was just listening to that because I liked the Gek idea, but then I remembered it's in other games. So I thought we were onto something there, maybe. But
it's. What if it's the Tranquility Lane, because it's related to living people, and that's not a robot or anything? Because
VR is also used in Fallout 4.
Let me help you out here. If you were to name a specific place or a specific vault or something like that, that would in Fallout 3, then that's only really Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Just because it uses VR or something like that, and it shows up in another game, that's not.
Do we want to ask if it's vault related?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Is it vault related?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
There you
go.
Yay.
All right. Here we go.
Maverick, you're up.
Vominos.
Maverick, what, do you have a question?
All right, you can ask specific volts if you want.
Is it the vault? Does our player visit this vault?
Yes.
Like in the main quest.
Ooh.
Well, it is okay, to be clear, it's something that you definitely come across in the main quest, and it has to do with a vault, and your player visits that vault.
All right, so it's either 101, 87, or what's Tranquility Lane vault? That's like 117, I think.
I think it's 117.
So Nova, you're up.
Yeah, I'm just confirming this. Oh, it's 112. Okay. Is it Stranislaus Braun related?
No.
It's not? Okay, so it's not 112 then.
Nope.
Okay, it's not 112.
So it's either 87 or 101.
Pumpkin, you're up. I think we're at what? I lost count. 13 questions?
I think we're at 14.
Let me count the... Lil's keeping a record here. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yes, 14. So this is the 15th question. Right. You've got six questions left.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think, Pumpkin? Or any other speculation from the group to help guide Pumpkin with a question?
You guys have any ideas?
Well, we can ask what vault specifically. So we have two vaults left. So we can go, is it vault 101 or is it vault 87? And then either question, we get a definitive answer.
An item? No, I don't think we.
No. In. Like, is it in one of those vaults? And then we can narrow it down from there. Because he says.
I see where you're getting at. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I guess, like, we could ask and, like, eliminate a specific vault. So whose question is it?
Pumpkin.
I think it's Pumpkin.
Is it in Vault 101?
Yes.
Okay. I think I have an idea of what it could be. Okay. Well, no, it's a weapon. Never mind. It's a weapon.
Okay. So not a living creature itself.
So here, I'll recap. Like, Lil's doing a great job keeping this. It's in a game. It's in a Bethesda-made game. It's not a living creature. It's related to living creature or creatures. Related to a specific game, not a tool, not a type of weapon, not from New Vegas, Fallout 3 related, not robotic at all or AI related, main storyline based, is vault related, the player visits it, not 112, in vault 101.
Okay. I've got...
Could it be a Pip-Boy?
No. Well, that's not Fallout 3 specific.
Wait.
No. That is true.
I've got an idea.
What do you got?
What do you got?
What you got here?
It's the only game that you get a sweet roll in.
we didn't even think about consumer bolts.
No, we haven't asked that.
Well, you got six questions left, so you can ask.
Okay. So, should I say, is it consumable, or should I say, is it related to a birthday party?
Is it consumable?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it consumable? That's my question.
No, it is not consumable.
No.
Lil Green's up next.
I'm going to throw this to the group before you continue. Could it be? Do you guys think it could be the goat test?
No, because you take the goat. You take the goat in Fallout 4.
That's not the goat.
That's not called the goat.
That's not the goat, though.
That's not called the goat.
That is
cool. This is supposed to be easy. Okay,
good point.
Main storyline based.
the goat is like a really good idea in this one, but I don't.
I do like the idea. Like, how think can
if
we?
It's a tunnel snake.
Is it a test?
Yeah, is it a test?
I think that's too on the nose. That's the thing.
That is way too on the nose.
That sounds way too obvious.
Is it a question? Is it
a multiple choice
answer? I'm being sarcastic.
Like,
all right,
the question I was thinking of is, like, does it deal with player creation?
Does it deal with player creation? No.
Oh,
okay.
That is a good question, though.
So it's not the goat, then. Okay.
No, it's not the goat.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't have to do with. Yeah, not like that.
In Vault 101.
But it is essential, though.
I mean, a lot of stuff in Vault 101 is very early in the game, so it has to do with like very early like, tutorial kind of stuff. But it's not. It has nothing to do with like your player creation.
So what could it be a person? No, that's a living thing. No,
it's related to.
Could it be tunnel snakes related? Like, you know, like the jacket that those guys wear.
Wait, hold on.
How many questions do we have?
What if it's
thinking down to last four?
Four.
What if it's the Vault 101 jumpsuit? So we like we could get two. We can knock. We get two birds, one stone if we ask if it.
Would we ask if it's wearable?
Is it wearable?
Is that the question Spartan? You guys want to ask?
Spartan,
it's your turn.
Yeah, is it wearable?
No.
Oh,
damn it.
Although it could be related to something you could wear, but it's not. It itself is not wearable.
Is Fallout 3 the only one that has the BB gun?
No.
I think
it's no. No.
Last three questions. Down to three questions.
Out it's not a weapon.
Yeah, it's not a weapon.
Well,
I asked that.
We found that out early on too. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Three questions. Okay.
I'm stomped.
He said not wearable, but can be related.
Okay. Do you guys think it might be before you leave the vault the first time?
Well, we didn't even think about.
Wait, no, because like, Tom was saying, like it deals with tutorial stuff.
Well, I was explaining that Vault 101 has a lot to do with tutorial stuff.
Okay. So you were like,
but specifically, it is something tied to the main story. Like, in fact, and I said you cannot avoid it. Like, it is part of like.
And then like the second time with the vault, that's completely avoidable if you don't go back in a certain amount of time.
Right. Yeah, you don't ever have to go back to the vault.
Start of the game.
Right.
Yeah. So are we thinking it could be the second time we go there or the first time?
No, it has to be the first time. It is the first time.
Yeah.
It's the first time.
But it's not player creation related though.
It's not it's not the birthday party.
It's
me.
Cuz there's not much there.
Three questions left.
They're all imbeciles.
Maybe they're just too easy. Maybe they're just too obvious,
and we're just thinking way too hard.
It's just too easy.
It's possible.
If I were to say this, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
I'm just trying to figure out what's related to wearable.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what is related to that.
It's not a wearable though.
It's not a wearable, but it's related to a wearable. It's not a living thing, but it's related to a living thing or living things.
Could be a rad roach, but no.
No, it's not living.
It's a living creature.
Ghost in chat is posting a more general question. Is it an object? You guys haven't even defined if it's an object or not.
Okay, that'll take us and that'll bring us down to two.
All right, so you're gonna ask, is it an object?
Okay. Yeah.
Is it an object?
It is not an object.
Not an object.
Okay, so it might just be the vault itself then, since Tom went so broad last time. He might slowly be narrowing down.
I think that it could be that too.
Do you want it like is it just Vault 101?
Yeah, let's ask that.
That would be a guess. You're down to the last two questions. You can have a clarifying question or you can guess.
Figure out a way to steer us into, is it Vault 101?
Do you live in it?
No, that's two on the nose.
That's two on the nose.
I know, but if he says no, though.
Is it a specific location?
Do you want to ask that? You guys okay with that question?
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
No.
All right, so it's not Vault 101.
So okay. You're down to the last one.
No. Dang.
You want one more hint?
Yeah.
One of you already mentioned it.
Oh, come on!
In fact, somebody has said it twice, at least, that I noticed.
Oh, okay.
Who was it?
Let me go back to my photographic memory and review everything.
It might have been me.
The only thing I can think of that we've maybe mentioned, but not really talked about, is Overseer.
It's not a person, though.
Oh, but guess, it's not specific to Fallout 3 because we always talk about the Overseer.
Tom just said that we've already said it.
Yeah, I know. But I thought we had mentioned that.
Okay.
No, we haven't mentioned
Warpath. Warpath in chat has said tunnel snakes. And we have talked about it a couple of times.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going through it.
Okay. Main storyline based. I haven't played Fallout 3 in a while.
So it'll fit.
It's vault related, so I'm guessing the tunnel snakes are only based in Vault 101.
Yeah, they are.
Not consumable, does not deal with player creation.
But it has to do with the mainline story,
though. But it's not
where...
It is. You're in the vault before you
leave.
Just to be clear, it is something that you cannot miss by going through the main. Yeah. Like, you have to come across it doing the main story.
Okay. Yeah. Stops you. Yeah, I'm convinced.
And we're on the last question, right?
This is the last question. This is your guess. This is it.
So this is the guess.
This has to be the guess. Okay. I'm fine with tunnels.
Yeah.
I'm
fine with tunnel snakes.
Okay. I'm fine with it. Tunnel snakes?
Is that your guess? Final answer,
tunnel snakes.
You guys need to thank your seventh partner here, Warpath, in chat, because yes, it is the tunnel snakes. It's the tunnel snakes gang.
Thank you.
Congratulations, two in a row. You got it the 20th question.
Tom, that's Fallout 4 related.
I said it though.
Is it?
That's a creation.
Yeah.
So what?
No. I specifically said it is primarily in Fallout 3, and it might be mentioned in other Fallouts, but it's primarily a Fallout 3 thing.
Okay.
I clarified that when I answered that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I remember saying that because I thought it was their jacket.
Yeah, well, it's not their jacket. It's the club. Club. It's the Tunnel Snakes gang.
Yeah. Oh, the club.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Man, you guys got both of these right on the last one. That's amazing. That is crazy.
It only took us another 20 minutes.
That's amazing. All right. Well, I need to go thank our patrons because we're most of the way through the show at this point. And then we'll see if you can get one more by the end of the show. So here we go. Let's we'll transition. We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, I'll do this quick. Thank you for everybody for your support. Thank you to all the patrons, to all the listeners, to everybody who's shared the show with everybody else, and to our newest patrons. We got a number of people signing up in this last month, including Vault Tech. Vault Tech themselves are now patrons of the show. Ninja Pirate 17, or You're Not Like Me, Lucas E, Eric, and Vash 583. Welcome to the Patreon. Thank you for being here. And I also have to shout out our Sentry Bots, Germinator, who couldn't make it, who almost was able to make it, but then couldn't make it. Larry D, Sky R, thank you so much for your support. And we have some reviews that have showed up, but in order to give you guys more time, I'm going to hold off on reading these reviews until next week. So I'll get to that in the future. Thank you all for your support. Thank you for 5 years of doing this show. We're rolling into the sixth year next week, which is incredible. And here's to the Fallout TV show coming out in 2024 and all the other fun stuff that's coming out, new updates to 76, all the fun Fallout stuff in the future. Thank you for being here. All right, let's move on. Let's see if you can get a third one. Here we go.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, here we are. We're going to see if in the remaining moments of this show, if you can get through, we'll do an entire one. If it takes another 20 questions, we'll get through it. If you can get this one, and I have 11 here on my list. I'm going to skip ahead a few in order to get to some of just maybe the more interesting ones. So I'm jumping up to number 5. It's not that much harder. Number 5. All right. Nova, do you want to kick us off again?
Sure, I'll lead this failing train on to the expedition, I guess.
Choo-choo!
Hey, Maverick, you already got your horn, right? Just do it. Pull it real quick, bud.
I don't think you can.
No, I'm out. I'm out now. So.
Oh, shoot.
No.
Too late.
Oh, well.
No truck horn.
My computer went dark. Okay,
first question.
Let's see here. So,
first question.
Is it an item?
No, it is not an item.
It's a thing. Oh my God.
It's not an item.
We figured it out.
Not an item.
Sherlock Holmes.
Not an item. All right, Pumpkin.
Is it a person?
It is not a person.
Okay. Is it a creature?
Yes, it is a creature. Okay. All right, Lil, you're up.
Down this rabbit hole, then.
So we can.
Now we need to narrow down what game.
Is it specific to a Fallout game?
No.
Okay.
It is not more specific to one Fallout game than any other Fallout game.
You can ask if it's hostile, is a naturally hostile creature. That might be a good one to ask. That would remove a few that are just generic.
Is it my turn?
Spartan's up next. Spartan, what do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking something along those lines anyway. If it was like a, I guess that would be a good way to phrase it, the naturally hostile. It would be an enemy creature of some kind.
No, it is not naturally hostile.
Okay, it is friendly. Okay. So we have we have Brahmins, we have Longhorns are specific to New Vegas. We have Brahmin, we have
Ragstads.
Yeah, Ragstads. Dogs, like the normal dogs. You have cats.
I would like Yagwise. To that Warpath in chat is heavily conditioned.
Yagwise are very hostile, actually.
Warpath is very, very strongly suggesting one. Maverick, yes, do you want to ask a question? You're up next.
We'll have rabbits.
It actually makes sense, though.
Are there rabbits?
All right.
Yeah, there's rabbits on Far Harbor and also in 76. Oh.
Whose turn is it? Is it Maverick's?
It's Maverick's turn. Maverick,
it's my turn.
All right. Do we want to ask? You know what, Maverick, you do your question. We're early enough. I'll just do my own.
Can it carry things?
Yes.
Okay. It might be dog meat then.
I thought, it's either going to be dog meat or Brahmin.
Can you equip bandana to it?
My question was going to be, if Novo wants to ask it, do we want to know if it's a companion?
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Is it a companion?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's good as boy. Can we all agree what it is now, then?
Yeah.
Do we want to bite the bullet?
No.
Hold on.
I'm trying to think if there are any other...
It is not a person. It is a creature. It is not in one specific game. Dog meat is in.
Is it a, lot is it of a shared games. Name like 007?
Warpath, we get it. Yeah. We don't want to blow this.
I have a feeling that it's got. I feel like it is dog meat.
Yeah, I'm a feeling too. I'm just.
So let's put it to a vote.
I've trained you guys to be very suspicious.
Yes. No, you're very untrustworthy, Tom. I don't know why you give me my money.
If we get this question wrong, it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
We can blame Warpath.
In fact, if you guess right now and you get it wrong and we have to scratch this one, we'll move on to another one because we still got time.
Okay, fine. Do you want to just go with dog meat?
Let's do it.
I'm in.
Okay, is it dog meat?
Yes, it's dog meat.
I got that. Two questions in.
Warpath got it. Two questions.
Warpath brain.
Yeah. Congratulations. All right. Only eight questions that time to dog meat. All right. We'll do another one. I've got another one. All right, Nova, you want to kick it? You're the one kicking these off. Nova's kicking it off.
Yeah, sure, I guess. That one is not as nearly bad as I thought it was going to be. We only did 40% of our allotted questions.
We need more.
Okay. Is it part of a faction?
No.
It is not related to a faction, okay.
No. It's Pumpkin?
Is it living?
No, it is not. It's not living.
It's dead. It's dead, guys.
Silas? It's that bones.
Is it a location?
No, it's not a location.
Okay.
Lil Green?
Hold on.
Hold on.
he's Googling it all. No, he's putting it on our list.
I know.
You're putting it on our list. I'm joking.
Notary.
Is it specific to a game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is more specific to one game than the others. Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean.
Oh, excuse me.
I have a feeling it's going
to be. There are many things that are mentioned across all the games, but are very specific to one of them.
Yeah. I got what you mean.
And sometimes it's just one character mentions it or something like that. But like.
I have a feeling that it's 76 since he has talked about 4 and 3.
Okay,
already.
Well then just ask it. Oh, wait, well, it's not my Spartan's turn. Up.
Yeah, Spartan, you're up next. So, what do you think?
Spartan, do you want to ask a specific game?
Is it 76?
No.
Damn it, my stratification theory didn't work. Okay.
Now that it's not 76, I have a feeling it might be New Vegas.
Yeah.
Do we want to do Bethesda or...
Yeah, it's up to Maverick.
Here, guys.
Maverick, do you want to clarify?
Is it an object?
Yes.
It is an object. Okay.
It is an object.
We got to break down all these generic things before we go in, guys.
Yeah, that's a good tactic.
Go
all right, back to Nova.
All right.
Question number 7.
So it's an odd. Let me just review what we've already asked. Not really to a faction, not living, not a location, specific to a game, not in 76. It is an object. Is it from New Vegas or 3?
that's a very interesting way to ask that.
That's a too complex question.
Yes.
For our overlord.
Aha.
Yes. All right, so.
Now we gotta figure out which one.
Right, yeah. You do.
No, I'm just gonna throw it out there. Is it New Vegas?
Yes.
Aha.
Okay.
So that's 8 questions already.
Saved us a question.
All right, up to Silas. Okay. Question 9.
Is it? I'll go with Warpath on this one. Is it wearable?
No.
Okay.
Warpath, you failed us.
No. It's not a wearable. Sorry. Warpath was doing so well. I'm sorry.
Right, so Green? It's an object. It's from Vegas. Is it storyline based?
You know what?
Well, like main storyline based?
Main storyline based.
Is it like, is it required for the main storyline? Is that what you're saying?
Is it required for the main story? Yes.
Okay. No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure this might be a gun, guys. This might be a gun or a weapon.
It might be a weapon. Like, I feel like it might be a unique weapon.
Yeah. I'm kind of personally, I'm really honestly thinking it might be like this machine or something like that. Like, it's a unique weapon. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, if you want to go really unique, my brain would think probably Nuka Breaker.
Spartan's up next, so you gotta convince Spartan what to ask.
Yeah.
Spartan, do you want to ask if it's a weapon of some sort? Or
I kind of was thinking that last time, but then I went with we were thinking about narrowing the game down, but is it a weapon?
No, it's not a weapon. It is.
But we already narrowed down just to Vegas, so.
Yeah, we narrowed it down. Guys, we got it.
Okay.
All right, Maverick, so, what is your question? This is question 12.
Right,
it is
Maverick.
Not wearable, not required for main story, not a weapon, huh? Okay.
Is it required for any side
quest? Is it a consumable?
Maverick,
I'm not the one asking the question.
It's Maverick's question. Is it required for a side quest?
Can you like find it?
I would say yes. It has something to do with side quests. Sure. Yes.
Okay.
It's a lot of side quests. Though.
There are a lot of side quests that do deal with lots of objects. So
it's my turn now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a company or is it part of a company or from a company in the game?
Yes.
Okay. So it is one of the companies then.
So it has to do with a company. Yes.
Yes.
You could say like, yeah, this object is related to this company. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But it has something to do with a side quest.
And a company. So the most prominent side quests that have to do with the companies are the new or the Sunset Sarsaparilla.
Warpath. I'm waiting for my turn.
Okay, it's Pumpkin's turn.
Okay.
What do you think, Pumpkin? This is question 14.
Is it drinkable?
Yes, you can drink it.
Then I think we know what it is.
I think I have an idea what it is.
is it
I got a question. Right. I got a question.
So it might be like Nuka-Cola, or not Nuka-Cola. It might be Nuka-Cola Victory, or
is it cola based?
Well, it's part of a side quest, so it might be. So it could possibly be Sunset.
Right. So Silas, is that your question? Is it cola based?
Is it cola based?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Sunset Sarsaparilla is still up in the air.
That is still up in the air.
And it's the only drink that is involved in
the quest. Five questions left.
Yeah.
Not
cola based.
Based.
All right. Lil Green? It's your question.
Okay, so all right, discussion time. So it's side quest based, it's drinkable, not cola based.
Is it a soda?
It's specific to the game.
Yeah, it's specific to New Vegas. The Sunset Sarsaparilla makes the only sense to me.
Yeah, makes sense.
Do we want to go with Sunset Sarsaparilla?
Yeah, you got five questions left. Yeah. So you can narrow it down. You don't have to guess.
Yeah. What I want to do is I want to steer us towards guessing Sunset Sarsaparilla. So what, I'm trying to think of a question.
Is it root beer?
No, it's too easy.
You could ask which side of the map is it on.
Is it in New Vegas? In the pre-war New Vegas, or actually
hold on.
Is it in Las Vegas?
Is this item a point
proper?
All right, this is not me asking the question. This is more of a general for everybody.
Okay. It's
a
group.
I want to ask, is the item a point of contention for NPCs?
Rephrase that. I don't know.
Do NPCs argue about this item?
I think that's a great question.
So, do the NPCs know about this item?
Yes.
It's gotta be.
All right, because the thing, if it's drinkable, NPCs know about it.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is there's alcohols in the game too.
Almost all those alcohols are in all the other games.
Yeah.
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 So
Sarsaparilla is just.
It's got to be Sunset Sarsaparilla. I'm sorry. It's got to be.
I just hope it's not one of the variants.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
Are we good?
Tom wouldn't do that to us, would he?
Yes, he would.
You don't know Tom.
If you guess it and it's like 90% of the way there, I'm not gonna say, well, you're wrong. You know, T-51 power armor, and you just said, is it power armor? I wouldn't say, oh no, you're wrong, because you didn't say T-51, right?
Wrong.
Sarsaparilla feels like the only thing that.
Yeah.
Do we want to rip off the Band-Aid?
Let's rip off the Band-Aid. All right.
Is it
Sunset Sarsaparilla?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah.
Wow, you got four, and you got them all right. Well, you got them all right. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good work, everybody. Give yourselves a hand.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back. It was strenuous, but you got there. Congratulations.
Oh, I'd love to do this again.
Good. I'm glad you had fun.
I like this.
Yeah.
This was really fun.
Yeah. The fact
Warpath carried us.
Yeah. Thank you. thank you, Warpath. The fact that you got 20 questions in on the first two before actually getting it was amazing. I was really, really worried that you weren't going to get them. And then all of a sudden you were like, oh, maybe this one.
Oh, God.
We all share one brain cell at this point.
Yeah. we're just really dense.
Early male pattern baldness. Thank you.
You're pulling your hair out.
You saw me earlier. I literally was pulling on my hair.
You're welcome.
You guys did this on the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. You know, they solved all of them in under 10 questions, or 10 and under.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay because they're a different. It's okay. They're a different breed. There's a lot of lead poisoning in the Fallout universe, I suppose.
Yeah.
Everyone's irradiated.
Elder Scrolls has more. is more dense.
Yeah. Well, if your holidays weren't stressful enough, now I've helped you out and made sure that they were stressful. So
I need to take some jet to cool off, man. Like, seriously.
All right.
Well, still got an hour drive home.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. We got to wrap it up. Congratulations. You got through four and you got them all right. So you didn't fail any. I feel like that's pretty good. That's pretty solid in an hour. I think that's really good. As a group,
I feel like your intelligence bobblehead behind you is mocking us.
There you go. All right. Well, here, let's go back through. Feel free to share anything you've got that you want to shout out or just say, you know, thanks for being here. This is how you can get a hold of me or whatever. You guys know the drill. Nova, start us off.
Yeah. So hello, my name is Nova. I have a YouTube channel. I have not posted anything on it over a month because the holidays are extremely stressful. But my next video will be on Voltec in a different perspective than most people I don't think ever look at it in a way. It's an insurance company, everybody.
Yeah, okay. It's the most boring Voltec video you'll ever watch. Go see it.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining, Nova.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Pumpkin?
So I actually made a new Twitter account for my PlayStation Fallout stuff called it's @doc_pumpkin with the I being a one. And you'll notice because it's of my Fallout characters. It's half and half.
Nice.
Doctor and then Responder. That's for both my Responder stuff and my Enclave stuff.
Cool, man. Awesome.
So, yeah, hit me up. I also might just sit in the chat after this for a little while. So in the Just Hanging chat for a little bit. So
yeah, feel free to jump into the Just Hanging Discord chat and keep hanging out if you'd like to. Well, thanks for joining again, Pumpkin. Silas, you're up next. You got anything going on?
Not really. I just finished getting my first set of pottery, finished glazing.
Oh, cool.
Since building my studio. So yeah, other than that, no, nothing really awesome. Going on.
Well, that's really cool. It's always cool to see people's like hobbies, especially when they're artistic. That's really cool. Well, thanks for joining again. Lil Green, speaking of artists, you take pictures or something, right?
Yeah, no. since I have a little bit of free time, I'm trying to do some more personal creative shoots. But if you want to look up and see my work, you can always find me on Instagram at @lilgreen_photography. Or you could find me in the Discord server as well. I think I'm just Lil Green in there. So, yeah.
Awesome. Cool, man. Thanks. And then Spartan just launched a new podcast.
Yeah. I know the last couple of times I had been on, I had mentioned that with joining up with the Rocket Club and all that, getting the Elden Archives, the FromSoft Lorecast started, and that is out. So we have two full episodes are out already. The episodes are coming out every Saturday. And then that show is on. We have a Twitter for that show at the Elden Archives, and then I actually made a Twitter. I wasn't on Twitter anymore, or hadn't been for a while, and that is at Elden Spartan. So I'm now back on Twitter, and then that show is going on, so people can check that out. I believe the only platform I'm still working some stuff out with is Apple. So like Spotify and all that stuff, all the episodes are out.
Apple's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, freaking you Apple. Told me about that too. You warned me.
Yep. Hey, this is fun. Real quick, before we move on to Maverick, my daughter came over for the holidays, Lainey, who used to be on the show. And her boyfriend came over too, and he doesn't have a PlayStation, has never played Demon's Souls or Bloodborne. And so like they stayed over for like 2 days, and so I was like, all right, man, here you go. So I got to introduce him to both of those games. He's an avid Dark Souls player, like loves Dark Souls, like tries he and some of his like roommates like speed run Dark Souls 1, like.
Okay.
So super into it. And he did pretty well. Like he got pretty far in like the few hours he played of each of the games, just kind of hanging out over the holiday. So that was a lot of fun. It was kind of neat to see somebody experience those games for the first time.
It's crazy hearing about somebody experiencing Demon's Souls for the first time now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that game is like really old at this point.
What is Demon's Souls?
It's the game that came out before Dark Souls. It was like on PlayStation 2. Like, and then
is it like a prequel?
Kind of. It is thematically and gameplay wise, it is very much the precursor to Dark Souls.
Okay.
It's very cool. They did a remake and put it out on like PS4, so you can still play it again if you wanted to. But yeah, I thought you'd think that was pretty cool. So, well, yeah, go check out Spartan's Elden Archives. It's up if you're into Elden Ring. Learn more about the lore of that game as well. And then Maverick, you've got a podcast.
I have two now.
Yeah, two podcasts. That's right.
I have two podcasts. The Fallout Roundtable. We're actually live streaming on Twitch Thursday nights at 8:30.
Cool. And then you got like a wrestling podcast, right?
Yes. We have a wrestling. I have a wrestling podcast that I go with one of my Fallout co-hosts. It's called Three Count Thoughts. Our third episode will probably come out whenever, because we are having trouble recording.
Yeah. Well, you'll get through it. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Fallout Roundtable, as you're saying, we have Twitter at Fallout RTB. We have a YouTube channel. Just search up the Fallout Roundtable. It's our brown logo that you see on our Spotify. Got email, falloutrtb@gmail.com. You can tell I say this all the time during the show.
Right. Yeah, you get in the habit of doing that. And you can check out those shows on whatever podcast you're listening to this on, or go to robotsradio.net and find links over there. So
yeah,
lots of ways to check it out.
It's also turning two.
Yeah, congratulations. Exactly. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining me again. And here's to the next year of the Fallout Lorecast. We're going to keep it going because you guys keep supporting the show. And I, again, can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Thank you all for being here. And if you are looking for other shows that I host, other Lorecasts and things like that, robotsradio.net has a bunch of links. And I will see you in the new year. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your holiday. And here's to the next year's stuff. All right. See you all later. Bye, everybody. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people, on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.